graveyard.
What's the difference?
Same thing.
Where do they send the body immediately after the person dies?
To the undertaker.
Okay. Is that the place? What do you call the place? Is that
to the morgue?
Okay. Is that where the undertaker works? At the morgue?
No. The undertaker usually goes and picks up the body from the morgue.
And he takes it to the
mortuary.
Mm-hmm. What do you call them? What they put the body in?
Casket.
Any other names for that?
Coffin.
What's the difference?
No difference.
What's the ceremony called?
A burial.
Okay. And you say when he died, everybody went to the
funeral.
What did they carry the body to the funeral in?
A limousine.
And
you mean to the funeral in?
Carried the coffin in.
Oh, the car, yeah. A limousine.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
And what do they have around here that above the ground that they put the casket in?
The tomb.
Any special kinds of tombs?
I don't know.
And say on an average sort of day, if somebody asks you how you're feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm
fine.
And a disease that children used to get, the choke up, blisters.
Diphtheria.
Hmm?
Diphtheria.
Okay. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Schultz. Where your what?
Skin and your eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that?
They used to call it rheumatism. It's now arthritis.
What about when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation?
Appendix.
You call that, you say you had
appendicitis.
Hmm?
Appendix or appendicitis.
Okay. What did they used to call it? Do you remember?
Appendicitis.
Okay. And say if your neighbor had gotten some news, and as soon as she got the news, she came right over and told you about it. You say, she came right over here. Why?
To report the news.
Okay. And if someone ate something that didn't agree with him, and it came back up, you say he had to
vomit.
Any other ways of saying vomit?
Mm-hmm. Throw up.
Okay. Which sounds better?
Upset stomach. I'd rather say he had to throw up.
What's a really crude way of saying that?
Vomit.
What about puke or barf?
Oh!
Huh?
Puke. Oh, that's terrible.
You would never say that?
I wouldn't say it, no.
If someone threw up, you say he was sick?
To the stomach.
And say if you had a question, I might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go what someone else.
Ask someone else.
Okay, so you say, so then I went and
asked someone else.
And they might say, you're the second person who's
asked me that.
And you say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone half a block when it
rained.
Or when it what to rain?
Started to rain.
Okay. And if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, like he kept on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say he was
courting her?
Okay. Do people use the word courting much nowadays? Is that?
Mm-mm.
What would you hear him say?
Oh, really? Just they're going together.
Okay.
He's keeping her company.
What's he called? He would be her